GM, and welcome to Crypto Grind Daily. Today we've got a mixed bag of the good, the bad, and the ugly in crypto. Let's start with the eyebrow-raising news about Morpho and their record-breaking funding round. Just as Bitcoin had its worst week in 2026, shedding billions from its ETFs, Morpho managed to pull off the largest DeFi fundraise ever. Paradigm, A16Z, and Ribbit Capital, the heavy hitters in the venture capital world, just co-signed a $175 million bet on Morpho. This on-chain lending protocol is now valued at a whopping $2 billion. So what does this mean? It's either a beacon of hope in a bearish landscape, or the most lavish trap set by overly enthusiastic VCs. While the rest of the market seems to be in a state of panic, these guys are throwing cash like it's still the bull market of 2021. It's like they're saying, sure, the ship is sinking, but who needs a lifeboat when you can buy a submarine? Meanwhile, in the murky waters of crypto drama, ZackXBT, the notorious on-chain Sherlock Holmes, claims that the Humanity Protocol's $32 million hack might just be a self-inflicted wound. If true, this wouldn't just be a case of mismanagement. It would be a brazen act of betrayal to their community. The attackers, armed with private keys, drained the project's coffers without breaking a sweat. The whole affair reeks of either a massive internal screw-up or a deliberate inside job. The Humanity Protocol pitched itself as the next big thing in biometric identity, aiming to dethrone projects like WorldCoin, but now it might just serve as a cautionary tale in crypto's hall of shame. Their token, the H-Dollish token, has nosedived by 90%, making one wonder if this hack was a clever way to cash out before the inevitable crash. On the broader market front, Bitcoin ETFs are in a tailspin, hemorrhaging $4.4 billion in just 13 days. BlackRock's IBIT led the charge, offloading a jaw-dropping $3.3 billion. This unprecedented exodus flips the year's Bitcoin ETF flows negative, and the timing couldn't be worse. While these ETFs were once hailed as the next big institutional entry point into crypto, they're now looking like hot potatoes nobody wants to hold. And if that wasn't enough excitement, Arthur Hayes, former BitMEX CEO, has stirred up a storm. Accused of dumping tokens on his followers, he's playing the PR game defending his actions. The so-called crypto influencer drama continues to be a distraction from the larger issues at play, like the fact that the crypto markets are looking shaky. Now, what's the takeaway for those of us in the trenches of crypto, building and innovating? For starters, the Morpho raise shows that if you've got a solid DeFi idea, there's still capital to be had, even if the rest of the market is in a state of disarray. However, it's crucial to scrutinize the intentions behind such massive fundraisers. As for the Humanity Protocol debacle, it's a sobering reminder to ensure robust security measures and to choose your partners wisely. Trust is a currency in this space, and losing it can be terminal. And with the Bitcoin ETF outflows, it's clear that while institutional interest can buoy the market, it can also sink it just as quickly. As builders, it's essential to keep a steady hand on the tiller, focusing on genuine utility over speculative frenzy. In conclusion, the crypto world is as volatile as ever, with massive opportunities juxtaposed against high-stakes drama. Keep your builds secure, your partnerships strong, and remember, in this industry, vigilance pays more dividends than hype. Until next time, keep grinding. I'm Alex. See you tomorrow.